Casey Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad, back to back music with the sounds of Flo Rida and T-Pain. And that track is called Low, 20 minutes away from the top of the hour, right? So as I said earlier in the hour, there's a growing concern very much about the level of debt that so many of us are carrying right now at this moment in this year. New figures are showing that even people earning under 10,000 rand a month are sitting with debt. It sculpts with CN Afrikaans far beyond their income. Now on the line with me, Samantha Mayana, to help us understand what's really going on. Samantha, thank you so much for the time. It's good to be speaking to another Samantha since I spoke to one last week as well. Different topic though. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much, Brett. Sorry. Thank you for welcoming me. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. You had a good weekend?
Yes, I did, definitely. How was yours?
It was very blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I had to make it through the weekend without any Formula One, but I'm okay.
Okay, good.
We're going to make this conversation available as soon as we can as a podcast so that you guys can go and access it again. We like to get the experts in to have the real conversations, especially early in the hour or early in the stages of Drive. Samantha, let's start with this, shall we? These numbers are quite alarming. It's very concerning. So what is driving so many South Africans into this level of debt?
What's usually driving consumers to this level of debt is because purchasing big tickets, one cannot afford it without having to take debt, because people's salaries are not suffice for you to purchase certain items cash. Hence why so many people resort into taking out credit. However, they tend to get out of hand by applying for too much, and then they end up getting into a debt cycle.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, we often think that earning more should ease the financial pressure, but that doesn't always seem to be the case, Samantha. So why are higher earners also getting deeper into debt?
Higher earners often have more obligations, such as larger mortgages, private schools. They often have easier access to credit, making it tempting to take on more debt. As income increases, so do expectation and their spending habits.
Samantha, how are factors like interest rates and the weaker rand making things worse for consumers?
Interest rate rise, the cost of servicing an existing debt increase, so leaving consumers with less disposable income. So with the interest rate at 6.75%, borrowing money becomes more expensive, making it harder for people to pay off their debt, you know? And many consumers are forced to take on more debt to cover essential expenses, causing a debt cycle due to stagnant income growth.
Yeah. Now, a lot of this debt is unsecured, Samantha. So what does that mean? And why is it risky for people?
Most of South Africa's debt is unsecured, meaning it's not backed by collaterals like a car or home. This type of debt includes personal loans, credit cards, and overdraft. Many consumers rely on unsecured credit to cover essential expenses to bridge financial gaps. However, unsecured debt comes with significant risk, as lenders charge higher interest rates to compensate for the increased risk of lending without collateral. So consumers may struggle to repay, leading to further borrowing and escalating debt.
That's a vicious cycle. Samantha, thank you so much for the time this afternoon. I don't know if there's anything you'd like to add in closing before we wrap it up.
No, there's nothing. Thank you so much, Fred.
Appreciate it. Have a lovely Monday further, and we'll talk to you soon again.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. That's Samantha Mayana speaking to us this afternoon, helping us make sense of what so many of us are facing financially at the moment. We appreciate that time right here on Casey Drive.